أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي، ذخري وذخيرتي في آخرتي ودنياي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي وعن جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات قربة طاعة إلى الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
As-salamu alayka ya thar Allah wa ibn thar wal-witra al-mawtur. As-salamu alayka wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifinaik. عليكم جميعا سلام الله، أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار.
Dear listeners, we're talking about the verse As-salamu alayka wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifinaik. Peace be unto you and unto the spirits who descended in your courtyard. Imam Hussein alayhi salam had the best companions, the best spirits, which were accompanying Imam Hussein alayhi salam not only physically but also spiritually, and that is why maybe the phrase is as such, arwah allati halat bifinaik. They were the followers of Imam. They were not leaving their Imam behind because of the love, because of the affection, because of the faith, and because of their hearts. And with their souls, they continued following him to the martyrdom. They had so much intense love and hope within themselves that we call them in Ziyarat al-Shuhada, As-salamu alaykum ya awliya Allahi wa ahibba'ah. Peace be unto you, O friends and beloveds of Allah. And of course, lovers. The word awidda is the plural form of wadid in the linguistic pattern of fa'il, which means permanently and abundantly in love. In addition, this form also confers the meaning of both the active particle, which is fa'il, and also passive particle, which is maf'ul, which means that there is constant mutual love between the lovers. So it is actually a two-way connection. Also, the original word wadid and other words of the same family is watad or nail, which confers the meaning of stable and constant love. Now, having known that the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam were among the intense lovers of Allah, let us briefly look at the origin of their intense love. What actually makes one a lover for another? And a true love, you can see what it can do. It leads them to martyr them, even though they knew what awaits them.
Ashura was made public and taught to us by Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, who was taught the Ziyarat by his father and his father, and directly by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Prophet Muhammad's word comes directly from God. It is impossible to comprehend and grasp the greatness of Ziyarat-e Ashura and the position and status of Ahl-e Bayt. Hence, whatever I say about this Ziyarat is like taking a few drops from a vast ocean. The benefits of Ziyarat-e Ashura for the one who recites it regularly are countless. It opens the doors of mercy, uncountable blessings, forgiveness of past sins, wealth, health. It fulfills all your worldly desires. Not only that, it becomes a cause of forgiveness of your sins. I started reciting Ziyarat-e Ashura about 4 years ago, and I have felt a tremendous change in my life, my career, education, home life. Every aspect of it flourished. I have only seen success. It takes away pain, drives away poverty, improves all relations with people, and raises one's status in this life and the hereafter as well. Even after death, the reciter is visited by our holy Imam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in the grave, and he turns the reciter's grave into a garden of paradise and provides him or her with 1,000 angels at their beck and call. It only takes about 15 minutes to complete the ziyarat. There is no obligation of time. You can recite it after any obligatory prayer. There is also a mention of reciting Dua Al-Qama after the ziyarat. If you have time, you can recite it. We must all recite ziyarat daily and reap its benefits.
عين الطالب بدم المقتول بكربلاء حي على الهزا حسين.
Every sound conscience will agree that knowledge for perfection would reap love and attachment for the same. So as long as a person is ignorant of another, one cannot develop love for him. It is after acquiring knowledge about the perfect qualities of a certain person that one develops love and attachment for the beloved. So, also furthermore, love requires the lover to be naturally inclined to the qualities of the beloved. Otherwise, the knowledge of the attributes of the beloved would not reap love. If a person, for example, has no inclination towards physical beauty, despite his knowledge of the physically beautiful, he naturally loves and appreciates beauty that when beautiful is beheld, this spark of love is ignited and a raging fire follows. The noble companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, having retained their innate nature, were natural lovers of absolute perfection, and also enjoyed that ma'rifah of Almighty Allah, that is what made them crave to meet their only beloved. Knowledge of Allah is sometimes conceptual and acquired knowledge, and sometimes it is divinely endowed knowledge. The conceptual and acquired knowledge is limited and a kind of narration of what is behind the curtain, but divinely knowledge, on the contrary, is to lift that curtain from the face of the beloved. And in clearer terms, it is to beautify oneself with the attributes of the beloved. In fact, you are in the state of unison, and nothing stands between you, between the conceptual appreciation of the beloved and lifting the veil of the beloved. There is utter remoteness. And it is this kind of knowledge, it is divinely knowledge of Allah, that makes one perpetually an amorous lover. Such a lover manifests the love of the only beloved in every move he makes, and has no one and nothing other than beloved and Allah in his heart and mind. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. I suppose that would be enough for now. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones by the light of Imam al-Hussein and other infallible Imams. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين